Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Wonderful. And then we are listening to the Blog Talk Radio. The Blog Talk Radio show and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Jim Aldred, and the host. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, this edition is brought to you by the auspices of me. I have dedicated myself to do this show. I'm on my own. As long as it is legal to do it, it's about me and what I think about the world. Now, there are a lot of things on a few fronts that make this kind of a funny. Because I may be one of a kind host catered to prehistory, civilized prehistory, concerns with the first human, the first civilized human being, and also the first uncivilized human being. There are two firsts, you see, in this context of the human existence, if you see what I am talking about. Now, I don't mean to make this a joke. I don't think it's harmful to have a taste of humor when you're talking extreme historical things. One of the things is, well, let me try to get first things first. Talking about the two first human beings. One is uncivilized. That was the first, you know, the first hominid and my friends, you can't change what I say. And if you want to have confidence in something, let's say, one of the most interesting idea or knowledge, you need, it is required to begin with in the beginning of mankind. Because we don't have to talk about in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Because you know what? We are too far away. From any requirement to be concerned about that. When we grow and grow up, born and raised and see the world around us. You get what I'm saying? And this idea of the Bible telling us these, you know, uncivilized things. I'm trying to keep what I'm saying in the most polished sense that I can express it, because I do want people to listen to what I'm saying without getting turned off about, oh, my attitude and thing like that. Because I want what I'm saying to be concerned with all of us and not me. So listen to what I'm saying. And even if you don't like my demeanor, be more concerned with what I am saying. Because, you know, people have their different type of emotional way of pressing themselves. Well, I don't want to have any attitude that impose upon forcing you to know that something is kind of wrong with me. I don't want to do that. I seriously have the interest to say something may help someone to live their life. You know, someone to live his or her life the way history tells us about it. I'm not interested in anything else, because honestly, I am only interested in finding my identity as a human. Yes, that's right. All right. So, yesterday, I did a show, like a full 3 hours. And I was pleased with the show. Everything went well, played back, not like the day before. They would not allow playback on that show. But yesterday, I'm very pleased with the show, with the things that I put forth for people to, you know, to be blessed by, let's say, another idea they probably didn't think about. You see what I'm saying? Because the good life really comes by the things we have learned that are true and identify our existence down to the very last line. All right. So let me go back and say that there are only two types of human beings on the earth. They are the uncivilized that came first when there were no other type of human being. There came the primates. Okay? If you don't take life this serious, you know what? Things ain't going to go right. You have to take the history serious. Now, it's a bad thing when we take the Bible for history. Because clearly, with all good conscience, the Bible is not a history book. And the thing that you're saying in there, you're believing it at your own risk. Because to live in the world and to interact with people, you really need to know who you are and know who they are. Don't bother with all these other things that are going on. Because everything that's going on will pass away. You see? And only when we get the right knowledge from the what is prepared to us in the past and given to us that we are to know, don't pass it by. Because the history textbook is what gives us the truth about human existence. Not down the midstream like with the Christian views about life. Because Christianity has no precedence. A fact about the human civilized beginning. Bible don't have not one dust of the fact about human civilized life. Because the people who are writing the Bible are not civilized at all. You can't find them in the world history textbook. Find any identification for the people who write the Bible. And you might say, well, who are those? Who are they? And that is the first humankind who are the mute primates, human, walk upright. Since quite a few million years ago, you know, the hominid, the hominid species is the only species that represent parent ancestors of the, what we call here today, white people. Have you ever looked well on white people? Have you looked well on white people? Whether Biden or Trump, at large. You need to take a good look on them if you have never really done so. I think there are hardly any African ethnic people who don't really think about the white people and what they are doing among us. And especially if they read any history about white people. I, as a Christian person, always wonder about certain things. And one of the things I wonder about when I was still thinking being a Christian is I wonder about the white people, where they come from. You know, because it talks about the ethnic people started out in Africa. You know, and how we come to be here today. We are created by the gods. But the thing about when you're a Christian, it lies to you. You don't have anything else to do but think it is the truth. And what lie does it tell us? About Adam and Eve. Yeah, what you read in the Bible, it's a lie. Now, if it told you the exact place where Adam and Eve were created, then we would have something going on of interest in it. But the fact that it doesn't tell us that, you know, we can only believe what the Bible is saying without any anticipation that we will or we do have evidence. We do not have no evidence at all. And when we are not on the scene of these crimes, because it happened before our time, we don't have much of a choice than to believe what is presented to us. Because especially when it is presented to us like it is the fact, and there is no other fact. That's the way they present Jesus Christ to us. Because we now, in our time, something special would have to happen for us to get right education about who we are, where we come from, and where everybody is coming from. All right. But now I'm no longer a Christian. And the reason why I'm no longer a Christian is because I learned to read far better than when all the days I spent in the church. Right? I believe everything when I was a Christian. That is the job of a Christian. Is to believe everything in the Bible, because the church administration is not going to appreciate you not believing everything in the Bible. Now, the fact that it becomes something serious when someone wants you to believe everything they say without showing you anything, show you nothing at all. Whereas your sense is able to have some assurance. You see? All right. So we are talking about these hominids that come first and be in South Africa, like one tree, say, they about 2.5 million years or so, they develop in South Africa, right? When nobody else were around, when no, you know, and then came time when cattle and creatures begin to be evolved. Well, they are among that set of creatures that began to evolve on the earth, right? There was a humankind type, you know, people, but they were not into civility like we know today, or the people who DNA fertilization in vitro were created in South Africa. It's only one set of people there that come into the world. Now, it's right in the line of the Sumerian people. That's where the Sumerian people come from, who admittedly, not even these sodomites will not deny that the Mesopotamian Sumerians are the first civilized people. So you think about that. They wobble. These white people are wobbling about, and especially when they are writing things, they take advantage of the fact that they were way ahead of us here today. You're talking about going back 100,000 years ago. We, some of our people, were just leaving Africa. After 100,000 years, some of our people began to leave Africa to go out into the outer world, beyond Africa. And that was when things went bad. Bad, 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 right? And it's so bad that I just gonna flip over and tell you how bad that is. So I am talking about the first humans, right? So that's the point I'm on. These hominid are primates, white people, ancestors of the white people that we see here today. Whichever way that they interbreed and become who they are today here, and of course they started out as primates, only grunt, have no word, don't deliver no message, right? And they could make stone tools for themselves. Guess that's the way they hunt, learn to hunt better and things. But what is important about the first human is that they were apes, I mean, and didn't look like humans. I mean, like we from Africa were created as, you know, in the image of the gods. You know, this is something that is very, very crucial to understand. And it's going to be hard for those of us who grew up in the church and were 100% indoctrinated or brainwashed by these white people, where they, oh gosh, it's hard. It's very hard. And to know that I grew up believing in Christianity. When I read the World History textbook right now and show you, there are too many places in there that you will not find a proper identification for white people in the World History textbook. But worse than that, you can't see any place that identify them as a group of civilized people. Whatever reference of the white people in the World History textbook is not one that is identifying them as a civilized people. White people, I can assure you, 100% are not civilized human beings. The little civility that they did have, they even throw the right identity away and begin to, I am to say here now, represent themselves like they are the right human beings. Well, you got to ask them, then where is your past? Where did you leave it at? That's what white people are to be asked. Because the World History textbook, NG, National Geographic, World History, is not joking. It's not a joke. It is a real recorded history, world history. You know, tells us where these white people were where they were situated in Africa, in South Africa, because they also are people that developed in Africa as well. Long, millions of years ahead of us. Okay? So, whatever it is, why Africa is special? Well, we know about Elohim gods and their connection with Earth, totally apart from what we know. Now, only history will tell us that. So what I'm trying to say to you is, clearly, this hominid, we know, according to the history textbook, 3.5 million years ago, since their ancestor existed, the hominid. That's the white people parent ancestor. Now, we won't go anywhere unless we affirm this is true. If we do not know what I'm saying is true, because I'm coming from the World History textbook. And I don't know of another textbook that will tell us this kind of civilized historic knowledge. I don't know of any else, okay? That's a fact. I don't know of any else. So help me, someone who know better than what I'm saying. Help me out. And if you ever want to, like, make an appearance right here on this show, you have time to talk and react to what I'm saying. The point is this. I am not moving off the in the beginning. Anybody wants to talk to me and you don't want to talk to in the beginning of human creation, which, of course, by now, you ought to know that the Bible is not telling you about your creation. Right? Now, if you think that the Bible is telling you about your creation, well, you will have to talk with somebody else about that. Because at my level of reading and understanding, two human beings that came on the earth, okay, the first is the hominid, right? And no matter how they interbreed up and carry on, they will remain forever and ever with one parent species, and that is the hominid. You can't change that. You can't pluralize it until you can't even find the first parent of your origin ancestors. So I'm making you know very clearly, I have legal understanding and some knowledge of legal principles. I know when something is put together perfectly. You know, if you're making a representation to me about something and I listen to you and follow what you say and can say, surely I understand you 100%. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. It is expressed and it is understood to perfection. All right. Well, what I'm saying is the Bible doesn't tell us anything about our creation. But yes, this is how we come to be a believer in what we do not know, right? So if you're feeling proud about having faith and belief in what you don't know and will pass up every opportunity to know. You see what I mean? If you pass up your ability to know, when no matter how your faith is strong and your belief, you know, is powerful, but you don't know. you really do not know. What's the value between you believing in something you don't know and actually shortcut? Have knowledge yourself. No, if you can see what I'm saying. Because it's going to be tough for you to give up your belief to start accepting knowledge. I know that for a fact. But guess what happened now? It's not a good thing to exchange the place of knowledge for what you merely believe, and you don't come close to finding that object that the Bible is talking about called God. No, you may think that that disrespect for God, but no, that's not true. The Bible not telling us about God. That's what I must tell you. The Bible is not telling us the truth about God. And if you read the Bible well, you will find out different places where the Bible cite God to be doing anything. If you're reading it good, you should realize getting out of that belief stuff. Get out of the belief syndrome, because belief never really bring you no knowledge in anything. You have to get to know the dictionary, etymological definitions for the word believe before you're going to make any headway and before you can see that there is knowledge in the world beyond what the lies that the Bible is telling you about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. You ever thought about where is that place where God is at doing all of those kind of stuff? You see? And what I'm talking about, my friend, is the first human and what has transpired on the earth. You better try to find out. You are not going anywhere believing the church Bible. Right? So, I can give you a certain thought for you to think about. What about the wise man in Matthew 2? You ever read that story real good? I think you have. But you just believe the whole thing, right? So if I ask you to tell me why the story of the wise men in in Matthew 2, why that story is well presented, factual, and there is nothing contrary in it to reject what it is saying. If I ask you that, what kind of information would you give me to cause me to think differently than what I'm saying right now? What would you tell me about that narrative of Isaiah 2? How do you know as a believer that stuff is talking the truth about the wise men? Because even myself believed that from a child growing up about the stars and stuff like that. Who pretty up that story like that? Is the hominid white people then? And it's going to sound strange because we don't accustomed to, you know, these kind of information about other people. But here is the World History Textbook, and, you know, you need to stop by and visit the World History Textbook to tell you exactly what you'd like to know, and especially what the World History Textbook has to say about Christianity. National Geographic, World History. And 2004 edition, publication, right? And you call the other, it's the publication and the edition. It's edition 2 and publication 2004, National Geographic World History. You want to know, you need to know where Christianity come from, okay? And know who brings Christianity about. You want to know the Genesis creation story and about this talking serpent and all that, and how many different ways did God, in how many different ways did God created Adam and Eve? Because you have two different ways between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Right. That's it. We're talking about the first people. Because now there is a problem with when somebody believed the Bible. And if you believe the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden and God make them from the dust and stuff like that, if you believe as a Christian, that's what Christians believe. You believe that. But what do you do with the World History Textbook? If you believe the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, what is your knowledge about the World History Textbook? Now, I'm not just talking about this edition of National Geographic, because you have Prentice Hall, and I imagine other edition as well that work within the context of world history, okay? A record of the past. I think you have quite a few editions telling you the same thing. And of course, they are always adding more world history information as we go along, right? Because, you know, it's covering for people throughout the ages. World history has been made. Okay. So, you're talking about the first human world. The issue is, did the first human, a civilized human, that for 3.5 million years, only grunt and make stone tools. Okay? So what we have to put this together now, you know, like, all right, you can put it in a rectangular thing, all right, if you want, but put it in there. In which way we can avoid the World History Text record of humanity. All right? And since it is clear, we must clear up certain things with the first humans. And what history tells us in every scientific way, okay, that are, you know, in religion, not church, religion, which mean the God's way of civilization. But remember, the gods weren't here when the hominid left Africa. The gods did not come to earth yet. Now, you may be wondering, God, you come to earth, Elohim came to earth, and you're thinking about the Holy Ghost God or what them twist up Elohim to be. And when you talk about like Jehovah, when you talk about Jehovah and all these kind of stuff that, you know, we are just blinded by these old bunch of like names and subject matter that the white people they make up. I am saying to you, before we go anywhere in the history of humanity, you have to clear up who is the first human. And was that human or humans civilized? You have to clear that up. If you don't clear up the first man and whether civilized or uncivilized, if you don't clear that up, don't even bother talk to me. Because like I'm saying, in the beginning, it's serious. It holds the key to what happened afterward. Start with the beginning. And when you know precisely what happened in the beginning, yes. So what I'm trying to say to you, the world is in a filthy state right now. Because what? For just a few things. And it is right to say just a few little things that we need to know. The white people decide we are not supposed to know them. So if you trust white people with your life, you just listen. You're doing the wrong thing. Okay? It's not to say that white people don't do some things that are positive, but look here. You cannot accredit white people with doing anything at all. You see, because all of the problems that the African people run into is because of them. Them who did not, you know, I mean, you have animals out there that can give you problems. Well, look, they are animals too and have some little humanity in them. According to history, I'm not making it up myself. Right? So, because we are into a whole bunch of confusion, because we don't know who we are, we're reading a Bible that is white people telling us, you know, it is God our creator, and none of it is true. In other words, white people is to read the Bible, but not on our territory, not in our jurisdiction. White people don't belong among African people. The hybrid people, they don't belong among us. That's the problem. That's where the confusion comes from, and we cannot resolve it. These people are here everywhere we settled, and they're telling us it's their country. Right? And they have control over every little province where we are. Where you get that from? If you knew in the beginning of the of the world history textbook, then you wouldn't be fooling around with Bible. You see, it's the Bible that got these people saying that they are government. Now, anytime we know what the world history textbook, you see, they got us in the Bible, so we cannot know. You but believe and turn fool. You see what I mean? And it's the reason why they say they're making law, it is because of the Bible. They won't take up this world history textbook because in the world history textbook, it has all the kingship laws and an orderly society in history. You don't see that in a Bible. And anything that they're talking about in the Bible, it's all based on the kind of God that is in the Bible that, look, it is the worst story told of a God. In the Bible is the worst story. I mean, and because all the, you know, it's not so much because it's a lie. It means something because it's a lie. But, you know, if it were presented, let's say in a more considerate way, being that it's not the truth, you know, you probably would think with a different type of a frown, you know, against it. But because of what they say in it, you have to be angry if you really know. You have to be angry. You see, because you're talking about allowing a people to take advantage of someone else who don't have a clue. All right, and a generation passed, and that really dumped people into the middle of nowhere when it comes to certain issues. You see, because whatever is made crooked, you don't know what to use, make it straight, you see. And how you gonna know? I am lucky to find out something about words and how you can depend on words to tell you to the farthest back in time, as long as it is a proper record, you will see how valuable words are. Carry the right message. Now, the Bible is not carrying a right message. You know, and that means you don't need to, like, process anything with me about what is in the Bible and want to, like, say, prophets, you know, prophecy fulfill and all them kind of thing. Yeah. You just can't process that because none of it begin with civilization. And, you know, if you lose one thing, certain things, you can't process certain things if you lack certain things. If you don't know the beginning of things, don't mess with it at all. You have to know about the beginning of it. Just like you're going to court someone, you know, to your love affair you want. And if you're looking at this person, just their appearance then. Okay? You're a woman or you're a man and you know, and this person look nice. If it's the woman, the man look very charming and everything like that, and everything about his appearance is you know, he's like, she ga 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 ga. If you're just looking on that appearance of the person looking good and you have a little chat with them and they chat like they're okay too, right? It's looks. It's like believing in something. When you look at the person's features and you are taken by that, you know, you don't really think much about when they get to know you and you get to know them, you know, you don't get down there. You just think that just to get together now, it's all right. Because guess what? The emotional desire is more powerful than, you know, where your discipline is at, to know that you got to know him. He got to know her. No, we don't deal with that, because getting to know the person is always a stumbling block to getting together completely. Because if you were to know this person, oh, you're going to miss how they look, what they look like. Yeah, so you notice in the AD Anadamani era right now, it doesn't lead you to know about a person. You just want to see they look good. And this AD Anadamani, the church culture, teaches you to not be concerned about, you know, what kind of a coherent mind this person has. And whenever you would live out a day around this person, what you would know about this person. Because look, a person is, you know, where people always fail, they always fail where they cannot pretend. And when it is very important to pretend, they cannot, that's when you see who that person really is. If you get what I'm saying. The first humans is what we must be concerned with. And don't read the Bible. Because remember again, a Christian is against the world history textbook and prehistory. They're against that. For the Bible's sake. Because of the Bible's sake. So, you want to tell me, you look at me and tell me that the world history textbook is beyond the Bible. I mean, the Bible is beyond the world history textbook. You would look in my face and tell me that you are sure that the Bible is a higher book than the world history textbook. You tell me that. Would you? Now, just on the merit of what the Bible is, without any kind of assurance that any God tell any prophet anything, you don't know that. And you would like to tell me that your belief in the Bible is stronger than any knowledge I can have of the world history textbook. Now, that is schizophrenia. If you are, you know, removing academic knowledge, you're removing academic knowledge, certified history, and bringing a Bible that has absolutely not even an idiot to say Adam and Eve was in a garden. Now, isn't something crazy to you? I say you're schizophrenic. But you don't want to accept that, because you are forever going to be sold out on where the Bible say. So a person who is not going to read and follow instruction of words, not going to make it with no Christians. Christians are being informed that your brain must be unnatural before you see those things in the Bible as the word of God and that they are true. It never happened. It really never happened. So, all right, clear up what I'm saying about the first human. You must take it serious. Otherwise, it's a whole lot of misery we're going to face with people who don't know where they're coming from. And neither will they know, because they're already being brainwashed by these sodomite white people that Jesus died for your sin. And once they, you know, affect your brain with thinking positive about that, you're done for. What I'm trying to say to you, we're not going to pass chatting over the need to know who the first people are. I ain't talking nothing more with you. When you know who the first people are, right, or who they were, when you know that, we can go on further from there, because we gonna need to, well, this I must left with this portion of it, are the first humans, civilized people, right? And if they are civilized, well, tell me, what did they do as being civilized people, right? You're going to need to do that. You're going to need to have to show that. And you can't talk about your belief, because belief didn't put anything anywhere. You don't see what I'm saying. Now, this kind of talk is to convince people who lay hold on believing in the church. And the church is a sodomite thing. And we just come along the other day. I mean, they've been around like 1,000 years or so, okay? And this is enough to bring people to a better knowledge about what they know about themselves and the church, you see? A knowledge that assure you that your words is by far and without comparison beyond what they're teaching you in the Bible. You need to follow word in a general sense, so that when you're reading the Bible, you don't believe up all of them kind of an anti-story and think it's true. You need to make distinction of what you're reading. You see? And when you start to read like that, it's going to really put you in a position to where you start thinking, well, the world has not been what I see it to be. That's what is going to happen. So you're going to be put on the brink of being doubtful until you understand exactly what words are saying. That's the only time. Okay? So stop talking about issues today and problems. Stop. Because if you don't know where we're coming from, you don't know why we are, you know, experiencing the kind of stuff that we are experiencing today. So when I tell you things about white people, you may think like, start thinking that, oh, I am a racist. You don't know who a racist is. And you get that the knowledge from about a racist and, you know, and whatever else you think I am, agnostic and atheist and all kind of different names you would think I deserve to have or be called, right? You don't read about the past or know anything about the past for where we are right now. You don't know the turns that humanity have taken and what brought us to where we are here today. The people who say, don't believe in the past or don't think about the past, think about the now. You have to understand that the now is a child of the past. And there are certain things about the past you don't put down, because they're going to guide you throughout your lifetime. I don't say everything of the past is going to be used as a template to everything. I don't say that, but I'm saying that with the past lies determination of who we are today. And you must know that in going forward, you're not making any mistake. But if you're only going on the the societal concept, right? You into the midstream of history, human history. You know, if you just know what is in the midstream of the history, you know, and you can't go up at the top where you're coming from. Oh, you headed for down where at the end, you know, of the stream. It ain't going to help you. All a whole bunch of foolishness people are talking. I assure you, what I read and find out in the World History textbook, you talk about after I'm over 60 years of age. Okay? And I begin to read and see, you know, what the world is like. The issues that, you know, represent the world is not what is in the Bible. So if you think that you're going to heaven, that's where the white people want to take you. Right? But do they know anything about heaven? White people, Christianity, don't include anything about heaven except those places where they write and tell you about Jesus and heaven. And that is not a real story at all. Nowhere, nowhere, no, in no shape or form. John the Baptist and Jesus is not a real story. Right? And these white people set it up. And now, look at what they do to our society. Look at what they do to America in 400 years. Look at what they do to it. People born over these, you know, four generations or stuff like that will never know the truth if they don't read something and words become something compelling to them. They will not understand the past and hardly know what the future, what the present is. Don't even talk about the future, right? It is that I had a mind, though I was a Christian, but I wasn't getting off into what deep in my heart don't accept like a positive thing. So when I began to read, I was, you know, open up and susceptible to get drawn to something that is better than what I am thinking about. And when my brain is going to make distinction between that and this, when I compare them together, that's where I parted company with the Bible. And the Bible was the most precious thing to me. But it ain't precious again. And you think I don't still read the Bible? Of course, there's a lot of things in the Bible. You know, and I have to illustrate a lot of times on things that the Bible say. So I don't throw away the Bible like you may think. When I talk about, you know, you must mean what you're thinking. If you're taking a position, mean what you're thinking and do not, you know, like, you have to show everything in a physical sense, because it's not in a physical sense I dump the Bible. It's in a spiritual sense I dump it. So it means that there are still things in there, that knowledge in there that you can use in different situations. But you can't use, I mean, a Genesis creation story as a real story. You can't do that. So you have to be balanced. Balance in the way you think. So, for the believing person, if your mind is not logical, you know, you don't distinguish between something that makes the better sense or the factual sense. If your mind is not doing that and you're just a Christian, you're just going to go ahead and die and go to your grave, whatever happened there. You know what I mean? But for the person who want to make distinction and know what is the right thing or a better thing, you won't want to sit there and believe in your Jesus and stuff like that when clearly later on you may find out that Jesus never really exists at all.
No matter what you read now, when you start reading and know better, you're going to find out that Jesus never did exist. But how long it took you to find that out? A while, right? Because your mind needed to adjust toward logic and toward what make better sense. If you are not at that, and if you don't understand how to apply words to anything you're saying, words carry definitions. So anything you're talking about, you must consult the definitions for that word. Then you know where you're going. Apart from that, no. So now I am saying to you, you got to go from the beginning of things. So all what is being said today, without the knowledge of where we're coming from, you are being put to turn around and go back to the top of the well. I mean, not the well, but the stream. You have to go up to the top where it began. You see, otherwise you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know for sure what you're thinking. And until you stop using belief in the place of knowledge, when you find out the difference between that, you are forced to put the Bible away. And you can't, because you're going to find out you can't love a God where they don't really love you. Right now, when we believe, we think that God in the Bible love we and them and make we, him and Jesus and all that. That's what we are thinking, because we are not disposed of knowing the history of the past. You know, you just cannot go on without the history of the past, because it tells you who you are. You don't make nobody come tell you anything different. You see what I mean? And when you believe in this nonsense and you start read and find out something is different, no, you begin to find out that some things that you love, you have to start hate it, because you find out a lie. No, you don't find out a lie before you search and find out. You have to find out. So don't be a fanatic. Stay with, you know, the cognition. Stay with your right cognition. Don't get your mind mixed up with foolishness. Otherwise, it's not going to work. My friends, we are in a crucial time. You hear me? And these white people who take over every place that we have and say it's theirs, you're going to find out they're going to be sorry, because they're going to end up in a psychological cul-de-sac, the white people. Because what they're doing is just not right. They don't leave Europe and come everywhere. They look everywhere we are, everywhere we settled. You see? And you'd wonder, but they are homosexual. But they behave like, I know all of them are homosexual. But I like that. Them are one culture. White people are one culture. You don't make them fool you. Everything you see they're going on with, they are emulating court system, because the God bring those civilizations stuff here. And it so happened that this thing is so coincidental, that the same time when the gods came here, came our species. The gods came here 450,000 years ago. And then 250,000 years ago came our species. And then after that, the gods used our species, this species called sapien. Sapien. Now, it's different from white people, hominid, the first man. We are not the first uncivilized people. We have nothing to do with them. We have a different species now. Wise sapien. Okay? It's as simple as that. You can't look at the whole bunch of people in the world and get lost. You have to go where the history tells us, where, you know, it's like a hag. You know? and the hen hatched the one egg that it laid, right? And after it hatched, that chicken is going to grow up and then start to have sex and have children. And after a while, that one egg turned out into many chickens, interbreeding up all over the place. Well, you have to look at life of the human being. Follow that same principle. We didn't start off as one big group at all. I mean, it's just like, hey, your mother have twins, right? And then, this is what I'm trying to say. Look at life as something that starts so remote. Without nobody, I'm going with nothing. No, maybe a little baby like crying a little bit. Want some milk or something like that. You have to look and see where life is coming from, my friend. And don't get away with all the different things around you in the world and the different kind of people that, you know, is in the world. You don't look on that. Look on where everybody come from, and that, I can tell you, Smithsonian, if you know what Smithsonian is. Smithsonian is a, you know, reporter of, you know, many things, right? They report on a lot of issues in society. Smithsonian. All right. Maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I wanted to know how much people is in the world right now, right? And at that time, Smithsonian told me that 1,000 years ago, B.C. No. Is it B.C.? I'm checking to see if I have it right. Is it 1,000 years ago? Yes, I think it's 1,000 years ago. There was 50 million people. 50 million people. And it is since the AD system in the 19th century. I think 1804 that we became 1 billion people. So all the way coming from back in the BC era to 100,000 years ago, just about, did the world history complete, was only 5 million people in the world as the kind of people that they're counting for people now includes the sodomite white, because since they are talking now, since 100,000 years ago, they are now included into humanity, which they are not. They are not. That's the way we are tricked by these white people. And they couldn't talk, but since they interbreed with our people and they start to talk, they slick. You see? So they get their smartness from us. You have no way of denying that, because they were in Europe 1.5 million years ago, all mute as like in 3.5 million years. They never do nothing but grunt. They never wear clothes. They didn't know what cloth is. the gods brought civilization, right? And I assure you that he since came to earth thousands of years ago, 450,000 years ago, right? It is since then. I am telling you that these Sodomites left Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. Check the number and see whether or not I am out of time. But all of what I have read culminate to this year, who these first people really are, right? Develop in Africa and then go up into Europe. That's what the history says. You can't come up with that, what the history says, because you can't make up these things and say them. So what I'm trying to tell you, that if we don't go by information, what are we going by? You see, we will never be in line with the cosmos, with the motion of the sun and the motion of the earth, if we don't read history, right? And you want to go to church, Christianity? Look, is the worst thing to do is be a Christian. More and more, I'm learning. The worst thing for who? The hybrid people, the ethnic people, if you know what that is. Not white people, okay? It is not a good thing, is the worst thing for you to mix up with white people, first of all. You're not to interbreed up with white people, because if you read the World History Textbook and see back in time how life was going on and what they were doing when they start to talk and want to learn skills and stuff like that, they learn it from us. The God's institution, polytheistic institution, not anything called church. It is polytheism, way of life. And we are called pagans, right? Pagans. Pagan, as far as I know, is not a negative word at all. And white people, pagans, you see. White people are Christians. You see what I mean? Uncivilized Christians. They're forcing us to think that Christianity is a civilized thing. Civilized from where? The Bible would have to be telling the truth. The Bible is not telling no truth whatsoever about civilization. No. It behaves, talk like St. Paul is a real man talking civilized. St. Paul never exists. You see, so you bring all of this to me and I'll mince it up into nothing. Right? From the something that we believe in. I am the one to tell you, I grew up with Christian parents and never have any problem with it, because my brain never did, you know, get exposed to anything that is civilized. So is when I began to read and find out, my friends. So I am telling you that civilization came in the world. No, I just learned all of that not too long ago. That the difference between the uncivilized humans, or hominids, primates, the difference between them and their species, they have one species, but yesterday I would want to tell you that they have a whole heap of species, like maybe 10 different species and all that. Yeah, and I see a lot of people don't know the difference between a species and its subgroup. The subgroup is only a child of that species. Okay? So you can't identify yourself. You know, you're a grandchild, a great-grandchild or something like that. But you carry the name. Like, I am Aldred. Right? But I can't identify myself as Richards. You see what I mean? But we are human, the same humans, but we have different names. So this is what I'm trying to say here, is these white people come and turn the world into their world. You don't have any problem with that. You can see that, right? They turn it into their world. It's not just a little plain thing. They have it down to the, you know, the brass tacks of pretending that they are something that they are not and have it believed. That is what is happening here. But the point is, anytime someone, let's say someone like me, is going to step out and talk like I am talking now, they're going to have a problem. And the problem is they better keep trucking because none of our territories belong to them. You see what I mean? And they can't prove it belong to them. They can prove that they fool us. But that's all these sodomites can do, because there's a difference between them and us. And I am one of the person who is not going to hoax them and wait for them to tell me what they want to say. No, they are going to be struck with the truth that they don't have a tongue to talk. It boils down to white people who think that they earn everything that we have. And they say that, you know, they were born to inherit what we have. That's what they say. You see? So, you know, it is a different thing when we know from when we have believed something, because you can't touch them with a long stick which you're believing. You have to believe in the Bible and what the Bible is saying until you're dead. These sodomite white people, you'll never move them from there, because what? They're well read, they know how to use words and destroy you. They know that. Okay? So the thing about it is, we are supposed to be beyond them. That's what it's all come down to. It comes down to we must be ahead of these people with at least word knowledge. We cannot allow these white people to come here and talk about, you know, this is their country. And there's nothing we can do about it. See, them there right now, look at Trump. Trump is a sodomite man, and how much people look upon him and would question whether he is a sodomite. You see, when they're hugging and kissing with the Pope there, were you there? Were you there? Obama, when you say Obama, hug up and kiss up with the Pope, where you there? You know what I mean? So if you don't know that these people are batty fucking people, and look, I'm not saying excuse for what I say, because that's who they are. You see what I mean? So you will have to kind of learn what's going on, and don't be like withdrawn, you know, to use a word or, you know, or so, or emotions against these people, because we're not doing them anything wrong. They don't belong here, and that's what we must say. You are under some kind of a thing, even though they tell you that they come here and they change your life, they do all kind of stuff to you, you're still there like Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all of these people. You are like them, still in the church. Can't find out that the church is not is an adversary to you, is something that does injustice to you, and you still suck it up like, oh, you don't know that they are the one who formed, you know, Christianity. You don't know. You're late when you don't know that. You see? And for you now, you need to grow up and know that right now, you need to be able to tell them to get off your premises. That's what you should be able to do. But you think they are the boss and blah, 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 blah. No. They might collect the taxes. They might do this. They might do that. And you think, say, AD and Adam and your government, you know, fly blow. And the stinking AD Anadamani. It's not government. There's only one government on planet Earth. You know, see what I mean? Go into the history and you will find out what government is. It's not what these fuckers are doing. You see, these guys are running down your asshole. That's what they are doing. That's why Obama make the law to married asshole, I mean, fucking people. Right? When was that? 2015, Obama, you see, and Obama is a criminal, and you don't know that, he and Michelle, all right, because I mean, he looked like he's black, right? He's not really black, right? But when he was president of the fucking, so-called president of the United States, what did he do? He go to Libya and kill Gaddafi. What did Gaddafi do him, or do Hillary, or do America? What did he do America? What did he done to Europe? Nothing. Gaddafi was minding his own business as a leader, but Gaddafi is gone. And who do you hear say anything? Where is Africa to say something? Why Africa don't say anything? I can tell you why. You go back 509 BC. Go back there. And you will see in history these so-called noblemen. Who are they? Who staged the coup against the Roman king of Rome? It is Julius. Get his name right now. Let's see. Let's see if I get it here. Let's see. Who rule? Yes. Tarquinius. Is it Julius? Tarquinius? They write all kind of rubbish about that king. The first king that they overthrow. I'm telling you. And you can take it any way you want to take it, you know. But this is history. And I'm looking at a picture here right now where these sodomite white people, since they can't talk, they begin to, like, organize themselves against the African people. You don't know that. But they have the place here where they congregate, and they are the terrorists. They are the worst criminals that ever exist. These white people that you see out here, so they controlling the world, right? So how they establish government and it you will see for sure. I think it's Lucius Tarquinius. Right? Yes, it's Lucius Tarquinius. Roman Lucius. Tarquini. Tarquinius. Tarquinius. Okay. All right. So this is Lucius Tarquinius. And you know, these nasty, nasty white people, they don't respect the African people. They do not. Yet still, history put them put them as apes. That's where history put them. Now, you can say they are not that, because it's to prove that they rape the African two subgroups and draw them off into their bushes and, you know, put place for them to, stay and have children for them. That's what they did. Okay? That's why they start talking. They get hybrid blood inside of them. Okay? So, Lucius Tarquinius, and they viciously call him on super boss. You know, and I look at the word, you know, it's not a complimentary word, but they suck it to him. You see, with all the other things that they talk about, they don't know that someday somebody would bring these things out, because the gods above, they watches everything that's going on here. And if they put their blood into people here to bear witness of what go on earth here, when they are not here, yeah, that's what we are here for. And, you know, we'll come to the brink. And they will think that they have got it, but they will find out. They played themselves fools. That's what they do. Because there is no way that they would fit competency to run a civilized world of fear. Look at what they do now. Oh, they bring us to think that, oh, they're ruling the world. Well, how are they ruling the world? What they're doing? What do you say they're doing? Look at what Russia is doing to their own people all out there now. They affect everything in the world at the rate, you know, if, you know, they shake and make the entire world work with their whole bunch of sodomite fucking ass idiocy. But they're running a government. No, not our government. But we allow them to do it. Where is Africa? I'm saying. Where is Africa in all of this? All right. It is something that we don't know. I begin to read the World History textbook, and I begin to know. And if you notice, if you read well, you'll find out that you don't see anywhere Christianity existed until these sodomites come up with AD Anadamani. And how long they've been making a Jesus? A long time. They've been trying to make a Jesus and make Jesus set, you know, and be accepted by people. And it is rubbish. It doesn't work anywhere like truth. Is there coercion cause Jesus to become like a popular character? You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to tell you, my friends, that the world that we are in is the world of homosexuals. You don't have to take that. But I know it's true, and I have the evidence it is true. The church is not a civilized thing, okay? And I'm telling you what you see going on right now. These white people are not going to a paradise. The kind of paradise that they see now and they want, and they would like to fool the rest of the world like, oh, you know, like they will go to heaven and all that. My friends, we have to wake up, because it's going to be difficult for us to change from the church to polytheism religion, not to church. Church did not exist before these sodomites take over America. And the little of what they were doing was they were struggling. But now, like, they take over fully and have command. But from 509 BC, you don't hear nothing about Africa. Africa was the only world government before. until these guys come here and do this kind of stuff. Right? So all the commerce and all this thing that they're doing out there, the point is they're not a government. They're crooks. Okay? And they are, you know, perverters. All right? They are who destroy civilization that people are supposed to uphold. Right? They don't want none of that. So they say they want their own AD and Adamani, their own calendar and all that. And all these things prove to be rubbish. It has no ingredients of civilization. Why didn't they make civilization long before the gods came, long before we were created by the gods? Why? But like I said to you, the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friends, you know, I mean, you cannot agree with things you don't understand. And so it is. Understand something before you can agree with it. So you pay attention to things if you think it interests you, and come out with whatever you find makes sense for you. All right, let's go now to this portion here and see what we are able to find. And let me play you a little tune as and see. All right, it's going to be, okay. Let's say Smile. A nice tune. See you today.
up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Okay, all right. Now we are ready to go back, and let's see what we're talking about here. Planet Nibiru has civilization covered by universal kingship societal law. Planet Nibiru has civilization governed by universal kingship societal law. If you've never heard about the planet Nibiru before, it is an interesting subject matter that is kind of kept away from us African people, because the white people turn this civilized world into an uncivilized sodomite world and have us participating with what the world that they say they set up. Of course, we were not created with that intent and purpose at all. And of course, white people were not evolved to become humans for real. They were only to remain primates. So you check it out and you tell me. They're going to lay eggs. Because it is not going to be something kept in darkness anymore. Okay? White people are not going to have the opportunity to take over the civilized world and make it a sodomite cultural planet. I don't see that in no corner of my eyes to be possible. All right. Let me go on and see if I can bring out some more of this for you, acquaint you more with kingship government and white people. You know, you must know by now, this is something I hate, you know. As far as things in the world of existence, as far as I see now, we are under something very different. Very, very different. Something happened on the planet that causes this human confusion. We don't know who is who. And the history is here to tell us. But they make sure we don't know. And they behave like they have a right. These sodomites behave like they have a right, because they are calling what they do law government. And it's not true. Elohim gods are genuine. It goes on to say, Elohim gods are genuine. It's not a fake thing. Came to earth 450,000 years ago from planet Nibiru. Right? If you're hearing that for the first time, well, take your listen. And you're always welcome to come here and delve into what you probably would like to know. And this is a place where full human liberty, as far as civilization is concerned, I don't talk foolishness. I don't get into foolishness with people. And whenever I have to talk, foolishness is to make some sense in that situation that, you know, someone will be affected by what's being said and hopefully benefit themselves. The reason why I'm talking, it is because I would like people to know who these white people represent to us. You see, and it's unfortunate that somebody would hear me talking angry and stuff like that and behaving like I'm trying to chase out these white people out of their own place.
You don't know that they come from Europe, do you? You see what I mean? You really need to know who white people are and what they are to African people, the hybrid people. You need to know that. Because to call me a racist and, you know, and names negative is not for me. I have a right to chase these white people out of our territory. And it doesn't matter how it might seem remote to you and like, what is he talking about? Well, look, we just have a hurricane, right? We just have a hurricane in Puerto Rico, I think. You know, Puerto Rico is a very important place, right? And why is it being hit so frequently? Because the sodomites have taken over Puerto Rico. You know, one of the most important places. For African people to dwell. And they go there and take it over and call it a state. Why? Why? Anywhere that African people settle, these faggots want to go there because they want to keep the batty fucking asshole a culture of theirs. You don't have anything to prove to me, say, it's not true. That's right. You see, there are more to come that people are going to realize that, you know what? Something is really going on. I mean, when these white people began to come to the United States, these white people, they were oddly a tornado. You know, in my research that I have done, you know, and the people who live here, pretty much attitude towards tornadoes was one that's intimate. Because they were sensitive to know that tornadoes are a part of the gods. The Anunnakis, the Elohim, motion over the earth. They have ultimate power over the earth. So you can stay there and think that church is for you. These sodomites, these, the people of homosexuals, it come from the Pope. They are the one that's spreading sodomy. Okay, so if you don't know where the church thing come from and why the African people are subjugated underneath these folks, you have got to know from the beginning what begin to happen. Otherwise, right now, midstream not going to do much for you at all. You need to know what's been going on long time. When I tell you about 509 BC, that's not the first beginning of stuff. That is only the beginning of an issue that developed along the way. But, hey, that happened long after these white people interbreed our people and totally disfigure up the brain of the African people, turn it into a world where we are confused and don't know what is right from what is wrong. We don't read our history. We don't think there is history for us to read. And a lot of all of that goes on. Okay? And I am saying that the time has come when it must be over. It must be done away with. These Cro-Magnon sodomite white people will not have the last triumph they're not going to triumph because they cannot win the battle that they are fighting, corrupting the people of the gods. They can't win that. They can't win that fight at all. Psychologically, no, they can't win that. They can win all kind of military battle. But right here and among the African ethnic people, wherever a residue of the people are, these white people will drop down and faint and go into the abyss, go into the abyss, because they don't have any intellect to govern a civilized world, a kingship, sovereign government. They don't. They just do not. And you will see they go down possessed with demons. And that's right. I beg nobody to take on what I say. Because you know what? I read for myself. And I talk what I come to think is certain. Certain. And you have a lot of things written in the Bible that kind of reflect a kind of story like what I'm telling you in the Bible. They show you how people start insurrection and do a lot of things, and then later on they perish. Because guess what? They fight the wrong power. You see, so when they talk about now they are raising up church and raising up government and drag the African people in there, that is a no-no. Okay? So if you want to stay out there and make these white people keep you a fool and keep you believing nonsense that you can't reach on no logical ground, you just believe it because they say so. And you think that God are working them and so. You don't find out that none of that God no exists. Talking serpent no exists in the Bible. But you believe it. What kind of education do you have to say that is true? Who do you know certify the Bible that is true? Nobody at all. But you believe it because of these white people. And these white people go everywhere and steal from the African people and say what they have belong to them. And you're still there. And you go to church and you're believing and you believe having the Holy Ghost and stuff like that. This is not the world. This, the people of Africa represent the gods that came here. They created us with their blood. And there's a reason why they use their blood to mix with the sapien blood. The narrative is there to tell us. But if we're not interested in it, you don't know about it. But if you want to know about it and get rid of this sodomite God that they have in the Bible, this God don't good for anything at all. By the laws, Nibiru, 7 judges. You hear that? Talking about Nibiru, the planet that is a parent planet to Earth. If you don't know why Earth is watery, yeah, you have to connect with Nibiru to understand why we have such a distorted earth terrain. You ever see how rugged the terrain is? Because it was taken off
the planet Nibiru. Okay? So, one more thing that you can use as a sign that the story that I'm telling you about is true is the asteroid belt. It is called the Hammered Bracelet. Google that, and you will see that it is right between Mars and Jupiter. Right? Truly. And there's a lot for us to know in history. If you go with the Bible, you will take the Bible like, you know, it's that God out there that we don't know. And, you know, so much of my life, I think about a God that nobody cannot see. But there was never any explanation about how, you know, the planet and the water and everything come about and everything that being said. But only the right history is going to tell us. So what I'm saying to you is these white people are the problem that we must get rid of. Get rid of white people and the civilized world will appear to your eye as reality, and where your brain will understand things like it ought to be understood. But now with Jesus and the 12 disciples and stuff like that, is an engrossed foolishness of the sodomite white people who start to talk because they get blood from us, get intellect from us, and get, you know, a lot of things from us. They're sodomite, though. They're sodomite. Look at them. Look at white people real for good. Okay? Draw close to your history. You see? Because you don't want to go down into the dark way of life. You need to be on the right side of life. And only your history will tell you that. Like your birth certificate. You need to know your history. History is a record of the past. Bible has no record of no past whatsoever. All right. So let's go on. I'm telling you now, why the 6 days? I am telling you from the history why we have 7 days that make 1 week. You see, these sodomites come and talk about they making a moon calendar and all this kind of stuff. It's something that we are not supposed to have nothing to do with. Nothing at all. But because we lose our senses, we follow white people, anything they do, we bow to it and reverence it. Because we don't know what is going on from the beginning. The beginning that we read about in the Bible is no beginning whatsoever. Because it doesn't subscribe to civilized beginning, you know, see. When I talk about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, it's a lie. But if we don't have anything else to, you know, like the jet stream, to shove this whole bunch of nonsense out, stay there, and we will have nothing else to lean upon. All right? Now, yes, I didn't know this until lately, that what name, day one, day two, day three, is not like that was the beginning of time. No, it is only the beginning of the civilized time on earth, giving civility to earth. But these white people were there, let's say, maybe 2 to 3 million years prior to that. And they never have no civility. Now, we must turn up the record on these white people. Because they go through a process that put them where they are. But only the truth is going to root them up and throw them out. You see what I mean? What they are doing and
acquiring everything that should be something that is within the structure and form of the civilized world that the God set up here. When they talk about Jesus died for your sin and all that, those things are not true. Just not true. And you're not going to understand it until you give heed to understanding. But no, you are left to believe everything you are told in the Bible. And the bondage that you are in, you will never understand what they have in the Bible as a God and how they use it to destroy the civilized people. All right. Now, let's go on to telling you how the 7 days of the week, why we have a 7 day week, right? This is where it comes from. By the laws, Nibiru, seven judges, mean the law up on that planet, Nibiru, right? Because of the law that they have up there, that's long before, you know, long before the gods came here, Nibiru has been populated. Okay? Very, very long time. With these are not human beings. The gods are not human beings. They are higher beings. Yes, my friends. I am saying to you, this is information that a lot of people will not be able to stomach, because you believe in Jesus, you believe in the miracle of Jesus, you believe Jesus came and died for your sin, all the baggage of foolishness, you believe it about Jesus. But if you are presented with history and fact of history, you cannot afford to oblige to pay it attention. You see? Because something inside of you will not give you the strength or the power to see anything different than what you believe. You see what I mean? Now, if you get the strength to question something while you are believing something, you stand a chance. But if you don't have that fortitude to know that you can face that issue and be safe, win, lose, or draw, you can investigate something and find out if it is true before you give up on anything else. But if you cannot do that, you will die a believer, right, without any kind of a force to deliver you from that. So, by the law in planet where the Elohim gods came from, seven judges rule in their governmental kingship system. That's where kingship come from on earth, because they brought the system here to us. All right? But he says, seven judges were required. The highest of rank on them preside. So up there, there are seven judges, right? That's what happened up there before the gods, they came to earth for gold on their mission. They're here for a long time, all right? So you get that? By the law that exists on the Nibiru planet from when these immortal gods
came to Earth on a mission. Up there, there are seven judges. Our seven judges are required to rule in that system up there. The highest of rank on them to preside. In the square of Eridu, the heroes were assembled. Now we're talking about on Earth where these gods appear for the first time. And where they touch down at the Persian Gulf is a place called Eridu. So they are telling you now, linking the seven judges and the first day when they came to Earth, they named that day Day One. Okay? So you get what I'm saying here now. In the square of Eridu, where they touch down, they make this place a special place where they touch down there on the ocean. In the square of Eridu, the heroes are the working class. They call them heroes. The heroes were assembled. The trial of Alalu to observe. So they had some problem with one of the rulers who was trying to regain his seat as a judge or as a king, and he took one of their chariots and came to Earth because he was familiar with Earth. Being in existence for so long, he knew something about Earth, and he came to Earth alone. And when they had a problem with their environment in Nibiru, they needed to fix their atmosphere. And he came here when they are having peril and he was losing his position. So he came here to find out if they have go, if not them, because there was nobody here on Earth at that point. I think only that the hominids were already there in Europe. They were there, but uncivilized, don't have no use to nobody at all. But this guy Al-Alu came to Earth and carry out some tests and realize that some gold is here on Earth. And he carry out his tests from the ocean and realize that there is gold beneath us. And one of the thing why it is easy is because where Africa is a very sensitive place. From where Earth was severed from Nibiru, okay? So some of the heroes that they bring with them assembled and was going to observe what was going on with the Alalu trial. For the seven who judge, seven seats were provided for Anu, who is the one sitting on the throne right then. For Anu presiding, the tallest seat was prepared. To his right, Enki was seated, and Enlil was seated on Anu's left. That's his two sons. That is going to wind up ruling earth for the time that they were here. On Enki's right, Anzu. On Enki's right, Anzu and Nungal were seated. Abgal Al-Alga to the left of Enlil sat. Right? To the end of Enlil sat. He says, Al-Alga to the left of Enlil sat. Before these seven who judge Al-Alu was brought, hands and feet were untied. Enki was first to speak. In fairness, a wrestling match was held. Al-Alu, the kingship, Anu forfeited. What say you? Al-Alu? Enki, him his question asked. In fairness, the wrestling match was held. The kingship I forfeited. Al-Alu said, having been vanquished, Al-Alu, on abominable crime performed. The manhood of Anu, he bit and swallowed. In the celestial chariot, Al-Alu shall be taken. On my departing from earth, he with me shall make the journey around the planet Lamu, Mars. We shall make circuits to Al-Alu, a sky chamber we shall provide to the planet Lamu. He will be descended alone on a strange plane. An exile he shall be. His days to his last day by himself, to count, right? His days to his last day by himself to count. Thus did Anu words of judgment utter. In solemnity were the words intended. Now, that's about how much I have to tell you of something going on with a real planet where higher beings than the humans that they created. You don't need to talk about white people who were evolved primates. So that's where we are coming from on Earth with humanity, right? And this happening that I am reading here is something that happened at the time, like I said to you, 1.5 million years ago, that the primates, white people, left Africa and go up into Europe. Okay? And after that, you don't have anything clear publishing and coming out and tell you exactly what happened to them, but it come out somehow, in history somehow. But if you're not really, really interested to find out, you will never get into what has happened. Why this incident that happened up on Nibiru, they have a problem with their environment and they need gold. And this was found gold. And, you know, find it by the man who was in trouble with his position as a king on Nibiru. But he's the one, he thought now when he found the gold, he think that they should restore him to the kingship. But it didn't go like that. The system didn't go like that. So it's not like things that happen in this world, right? But civilization come from up there. So you can't compare down here on Earth with things that you hear happening up there, because that was Earth is who get civilization from who is on the planet of Nibiru. May sound strange to us, and we may think that everything starts on Earth. That's not true. All right. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in into this program. And what I told you up front is that the days of the week and the calendar that we have, you know, is from Nibiru. It is from these people. The immortal gods. What these sodomites are doing, remember, sodomites, they got blood from us and start talking and learn everything from us and then begin to destroy planet Earth. This is what I'm trying to tell you. What these white people are doing, they don't understand the kind of problem that they are in and what they are, the terror that they're going to face. They're going to come off to be, you know, people that should never have been on Earth, because they never should crossbreed with our people. They should not have done that. And that's what they have done, and what is working out now is like, how is this going to play out? Will we come to maturity and get rid of them by the science they don't know about? That's what I see. Because I couldn't be knowing these things for trivial reason. I was not supposed to know. I mean, given my upbringing and educational background, I don't have no qualification for, you know, going into like things like this. But whatever be, I am I, and I am not going to be anybody else. Now, plain and simple, I'm not going to be anybody less than I am supposed to be. And so long as I am to represent something, I am not going to any kind. I'm not going anywhere but do it, because why would I live for something that don't make me know better than who I am? I'm gonna for something that make me better. I mean, Enoch went up to Nibiru and come back with all of these knowledge that are here, right here on planet Earth. My friends, listen to me. I'm telling you, the days of the week, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the days of the week, those weeks were used to make a month. and those months make up to make 12 months, 1 year. These sodomites are coming here and do what they're doing. I can't do any better than talk the way I do when I read and know these things. And if you want to be a part of knowledge, then you go after it. I go after the knowledge. And I know that we are in a bad situation. The point is, though, we can't, drop and can't get up. We must get up. And that's what I'm about. All right? It's up to you. What do you want? But these are faggots, white people. They are sodomites. And they must go down. We go up. That's what it is. Okay? And this is not like going on with like other kind of a, stupid stuff. I'm telling you what I see to be genuine things, and that with this kind of a situation that is facing us, it is time for us to seek the real truth and let the energy of the truth do wonderful things. That's what I am all about. So I hope you get something from what I just told you. And hey, so let it be. Blessings to you. And we can probably play a couple more tune here. Go tell it on the mountain, is what Peter Tosh says. Tell what I'm saying to you. Help other people with the truth. Stand firm, right?
Firm, are you gonna be burned? Put on my clothes and come with him. And make we go to church Sunday. Soul seekers, soul seekers, I say. And I come till today. King Jesus come till today. Miss Faith come with him. I go to church this Sunday. Soul seeker, soul seeker, I say. All you got to do is please let your word be. My brother, stand firm or you're gonna be burned. Live clean, let your word be seen. Stand firm or you're gonna be burned. Yeah, one come to life, see. Another one come to life, see. You got to go in your grave, son, yeah. Back up bullshit, yeah. That is bullshit, I say. The other one come to life, yeah. The other one come to life, yeah. If you want to be the light, son, you got to love Jesus Christ. That is fantasy. Hold back a finger and see a thing. All you got to do, live clean, let your work be seen. Stand firm or go feel. stand firm on the fever.
Thank you. Right now, I want you to meet my special guest this week, and here's a man that I think is one of the most talented men that I've ever met in my life. He not only is a great musician, has a great mind for arrangements of any kind of music, and he's going to do a number for you now I know that you will enjoy. It's called Laura's Theme. Make welcome the one and only Chet Atkins.
understand that time will come and it's going to be for, right? It's going to be for, yeah.